It's midday on Gaines Street. FSU art professor Paul Rutkowski is walking through the parking area behind St. Michael's Pub.
Where we're standing right now, there'll be tile works, bricks.
He walks under a decrepit, vine-covered archway down a dirt path. Faded letters on the arch barely spell the words Art Alley.
Then all of this is going to be cleared. A lot of these plants, unfortunately, will be taken away, and then the decking will be in this area where we're walking all the way down to St. Francis Street.
A few years back, Rutkowski and his students began transforming two alleys.
What I call the old blighted crack alleys.
Now the project has attracted funding from the federal government, private companies, and the city of Tallahassee. With Rutkowski at the helm, plans call for a walkway raised above flood level and permanent lighting. Beyond that, the art professor says he hopes the community comes together to make the spaces what residents want them to be. And some of the grant money depends on that engagement. Tallahassee Policy and Program Development Administrator John Baker says both monetary support and physical help constructing the project are crucial.
So we want it to be a place where community members can come and be a part of something that they have contributed to, whether it's watering plants, whether it's buying a brick, whether it's, you know, planting the plants or something like that.
At October's first Friday gathering at Railroad Square, the city's launching a campaign asking people to purchase personalized bricks that will be part of the finished project. Rutkowski says soon the alleys will be a much more accessible public space.
I want to invite the greater community to also be part of our events, from a wedding to a performance to showing drawings or paintings, more traditional work as well.
The Art Alley's transformation is expected to be complete by early next year at a total cost of more than $100,000. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.